Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, wherever you are in the world, I hope you're having an awesome day. And yes, I always thank you guys at the beginning of every single podcast for your support and very, very kind messages, because it genuinely means a lot to me. And I don't want to start any podcast really without thanking you, because you're a fitness professional, or a personal trainer, a strength coach. You are giving me the opportunity to share my passion, and having been in the industry as long as I have, just sharing parts of my journey with you and knowing I'm helping you makes me very, very happy. And I just want to always thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to do this. Now, today's podcast, episode number 57, I want you to just stop, as I do with most podcasts, and ask you to just listen to this career ladder. Episode number 57, I'm going to talk to you about the stages of your career ladder. If you could draw a ladder or blocks, and we're going to put four of them in place. And we're going to name number one, generalism, generalist. We're going to call two, specialism, specialist. And we're going to call number three, expert. And number four, authority. Now, I don't meet many trainers that don't want to progress. There are some that are just happy to train people on a day-to-day basis. When I say people, there's no one really that specific. They just love training people. And even with this type of person, if I stop and get a chance to speak to them and say, look, where's your career going? You know, what do you want to do? And they're like, I don't know, I'm a little bit lost. Well, in a lot of cases, until I ask that question, people are quite happy, you know, moseying along doing what they do. And that's often because people around you are, let's start at number one, generalists. Generalists are trainers that train most people, anybody that who inquires with them, you know, they don't really have any kind of specific area that they say they're passionate about. Now, is this good? Well, in the first 1 to 2 years of your career, it's essential. You should train everybody. You should work with all types of people to learn about hormones, health, body composition, weight loss. I did strength for quite a while. You know, for a lot of trainers, you've got to come in the industry and know what excites you. What motivates you? What type of people do you like? Do you want to work with psychology and behavior with people as much? Do you want to do with a lot of weight loss? Or what about fat loss? What about body composition, transformations? A lot of trainers within the first 1 to 2 years, or especially if you're very, very young, you're not going to be able to go in the gym and actually start telling people that you specialize in a particular field. So you have to do your generalist stages of your career for 1 to 2 to even 3 years. But some of you are 5 or 6 years in and pretty frustrated with yourself and thinking, you know, I mean, I might kind of ruffle your feathers now and say, generalist. Is that the type of trainer that is able to charge 70, 80 pounds an hour for what they do? Is your limiting factor behind progressing financially the fact that you're still a generalist? And let me just remind you, being a generalist in the early days of your career is essential to learn, to gain experience, to spend time studying. You're not skilled at any one set thing because you don't have experience. But if you're a generalist 5 or 6 years into your career and you're still training all different types of people, is it time for you to start specializing? Now, I will touch on this. A lot of generalists that are stuck in a rut and have been doing training general day-to-day people for years with no real specialism, a lot of the time you haven't spent trying to work out what it is that you could potentially specialize in, and you haven't connected the dots between that and a higher financial return. And I'll tell you right now, you look at specialists in legal field, they charge more. Look at specialists in medical field, they charge more. there's a lot more to be made by being a specialist. So when you are looking at a career ladder and you're thinking about progressing, moving from a generalist to a specialist at tier two, tier one to tier two, is the natural progression to go. Some generalists are also struggling in areas such as increasing their fees because they have self-doubt because they know they're still a generalist. And to be honest, when you're on the gym floor as a generalist, you're still selling personal training or trying to convert people into personal training because you're just grabbing at anybody that's in the gym. Now, in the early days, as I've said so many times, it's very, very important. But there will come that time when you go, right, I want the next step. And that next step that you've got to make is starting to say to yourself, what area do I specialize in? Who do I work with? What lights my fire? Where does my passion lie? Where am I most excited? Where do I want to study the most? If you could sit me down with a load of books, what study material would I actually delve into as a specialist? What results do I want to achieve with my clients? Because a generalist might have a portfolio of all types of clients, but there will have to come a time, guys, where you say 50% of your clients are generalists and 50% are doing body transformations. It's time to say now, leave presenting the average Joe, the generalist results, and start presenting specifically the results that you want to be known for. Start presenting the results that people are going to see you as a specialist for. Because a lot of generalists, there's all sorts of stuff coming out. And as a specialist or as a generalist, people are confused that you know what you do. And therefore, as a result, there's very little value to that, which is why most generalists charge only a certain amount and don't have the confidence to progress. Whereas a specialist, on the other hand, that's completely different. A specialist starts to say, I work with fat loss for guys between 25 and 35. I'm a female and I specialize in body transformations for women between 35 and 45. I'm a female that works with postnatal clients. I'm a male, I specialize with middle distance runners or endurance athletes, ultramarathon athletes or triathlons. Or I'm a strength coach and I specialize with improving power for rugby players or ice hockey players or whatever it may be, American football players. But there comes a time when this generalist knowledge that you all should gain in the first 1 to 3 years has to become a specialist if you want to earn more. And on the subject of earning more, guys, if you haven't picked up my 5-stage sales formula, you must do so. It doesn't matter whether you work in a health club or whether you work online. I promise you, for £47.50, not only will you get your money back within a few days of learning how to sell more, I guarantee 95% of you have not had sales training, and I have. And if you want to make more money, charge more money, have better clients, get better results, and have referrals coming in left, right, and center, you need to learn how to sell. And even if you are selling online training through Instagram, as a lot of you do now, I've added a bonus, the script I use to sell personal training online, for online training, for personal training. And even that script alone, that's the bonus, will make you 10x. Your investment of £47.50. So guys, if you haven't got it, www.5stagesales.com. Pick up your copy today. It's £47.50 and it retails. It will go back up to £130. So if you want to make more money, close more sales, learn how to close more sales on the phone and in front, in face-to-face in the gym, pick up a copy today. Don't miss it, guys. So, specialist, moving on. This is where you specialize in one area. You're passionate about this area. And it gets to the point as a specialist that people will start to regard you as a specialist in that area. They will contact you. They'll pick up the phone and they'll say, hey, and I have this all the time when I was doing a lot of physique transformation work. Mark, I want a transformation. Great. At that point, when you're a specialist, they want to hire you. If you are having a problem at the moment with people kind of price matching you with other people, you're regarded as a generalist. Now, if you want to charge more and close more deals, you need to become a specialist. Therefore, as I've said, you need to zone down, zone in, and have your specific portfolio of results you're known for. Your social media needs to dictate the audience you're speaking to. Not me, not other fitness educators. Your marketing needs to double down on the audience you're training. If it's for transformations for 35 to 45 year old males, if it's 19 to 25 year old guys wanting to compete, if it's females postnatal, prenatal, it needs to be that specific on your content. Whether it's your website, face to face, your specialism is what you talk to people the most about. It's what you studied the most about. It's what really you're passionate about. That's how you move up the next ladder of the career, your career. Now, if it's 1 to 3 years as a generalist, some people 6 or 7 that haven't really connected the dots yet, to become a specialist, that you could stay as a specialist for 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years. Building that portfolio, building your reputation, building your knowledge, achieving results better and better and better. Even as a specialist, and I spent a long time in this field and still am a specialist or have moved into different specialist areas, I really had to become great. Specialist, I traveled all over the world, meeting different specialists in my field, learning from them, networking with them, learning what they knew that I needed to get to know more about. And then I kept progressing. And you're wondering at this point, okay, well, I was earning, say, £35 an hour as a generalist, managed to get myself to 45, but then I can't get to 60. Guys, as a specialist, it doesn't matter whether you're in a small working market town or whether you're in the City of London. As soon as you're a specialist, there is a demand on your services and you are able to command a set price. Now, as a specialist over time, you will get to the point where people will seek you out. You're not telling people you're an expert. This is tier 3. People will seek you out. Now, as a specialist, you should be writing about your content, what you know. You should be presenting what you know. And people will see that. They will see you're doubling down your efforts as a specialist. They will see that you are focused. You're writing articles and people will ask you to write for them. People will ask you to come on podcasts. People will ask you to speak in different places. And then you are growing and developing, and it's important to acknowledge this, an expert level of status. Now, think about financial. Are you looking to achieve more money? Are you looking to teach? You have to be relentless with your specialism before people will see you an expert in a field. So, going from being a generalist and wanting to be an expert in a field, you can't want to be an expert until you've even achieved extended specialist field experience and that portfolio and an extension of your knowledge and networking with people. You're not going to become a specialist staying in your local town and not networking with people. You're not going to become a specialist by not going on courses, traveling to different parts of the world, networking with different authorities or experts in different fields. You're not. It's just not going to happen. So being an expert is something that it comes off the back of extended specialist work and has an opportunity for you to command financially for that. Now, if we then move it up another gear, authority. Now, would we put this as a pinnacle? Well, of course. Do you have to become an expert on authority? No. You could just become an extended specialist in your field, in your area. It doesn't even have to be on social media. A lot of experts or specialists are not even on social media and are heavily regarded in their local gym as being a specialist for pre- or postnatal, specialist for performance training. They're a specialist for body transformations. A lot of bodybuilders, they're not even on social media and they're specialists at what they do. Strength coaches all over the world are specialists and charge handsomely for what they do, but they're not an expert. They don't write in my articles and magazines. So you don't have to be an expert and appear on podcasts. You have to be a very, very good specialist and you'll command your price. But if you want to teach and have people recognize you for what you do and become more of an expert, an educator, or an authority, you've got to start working towards that level. Now, an authority, again, will command a completely different price point. But an authority is somebody who's a very extended in their specialist field, extended or expert in their field. An influencer who has been specifically recognized for their skill set, their expertise. Potentially written books, developed courses. They're really potentially changing the game in their particular niche. And so if we now look back at this and think, do you know what? If I am this person sat here that says one day I want to be an authority, one day I want to be an expert, you need to break out of your generalist field if it's the right time to. And the way you do that is becoming a specialist in that particular field. And by becoming a specialist in that field, you grind it out there. But even as a specialist, guys, you need to be measuring, okay, I've got 10 results. 10 awesome transformations? How do I turn that into 20? How do I get other people to see them? How do I progress from in that specialist field? Do I write my own blogs? Do I write my own content? Do I talk at an expert level about what I know and network with different people? Do I change locations? Whatever needs to happen as a specialist, it should always be about progression. Do I need to charge more? You know, am I getting to the point where people are talking about me on social media or face-to-face and networks and different people as an authority in my field, as an expert in my field? Experts speak authoritatively, not as an authority, expert authoritatively. They know their topic, they know their expertise. So generalist 1 to 3 years could be a lot longer depending on how you, what your circumstances are like, but you could be stuck in a rut because you haven't progressed and pushed yourself forward. It could be due to your environment. It could just be to the fact that you've not listened to a podcast like this and been made aware that that's the next step for you. Pushing on into a specialist field, it could be 3, 5, 10 years in that specialist field, but don't expect people to call you an expert until it's deserved. Don't expect to call yourself an expert. People will regard you as that. People will reach out to you to ask you. All you've got to do is keep progressing in your specialist field. Ensure that you're charging relative to your expertise, your specialist field. So if you want to progress, understand the career ladder, guys. Make sure it's a big, big part of your step-by-step process throughout your professional development. And as I said halfway through the podcast, guys, one step to becoming better at what you do is being confident about what you do. It's understanding your demographic. Who's your audience? How do you reach them? How do you present your knowledge? And trust me, for £47.50, my 5-stage sales is one of the best places to start. 14 videos, ton of PDF documents for you to download to use. If you're new to the fitness industry, if you're going to teach people down the line, if you want to help people sell, it's not a lot of money to become very, very good at selling. And interestingly, I listened to a very, very, very powerful educator and authority in the sales niche recently, Grant Cardone. And Grant Cardone said this: you guys don't know sales. And he's right. Do you know how to sell what you do? Because if you're very, very good at what you do, people are going to want to work with you. If you're very, very good at what you do, you will not let anybody leave you because you are gifted. You are gifted in the ability to help people achieve something that they are stuck trying to achieve on their own. And I'll take you through this throughout the whole of the 5-stage sales. And you'll come out the other end not only able to sell what you do, be more confident about what you do, you'll increase your fees, you'll get a better portfolio, you'll have better results. And maybe if you're a generalist right now, you'll start thinking about that specialist field as well. So guys, I hope today's podcast helped you. As always, please drop me a message on Instagram, send me an Insta story, drop me a DM. And honestly, guys, I mean this. If there's anything you're struggling with, please just drop me a message. You know, if you've messaged me before, I'll come back to near as many people as I possibly can. And I always commit myself to replying to everybody, but when I get quite a lot, sometimes the odd one slips through the net, so I apologize. But message me again if I haven't got back to you, because my intention is to always speak to you all and help you in any way I can. Guys, I really hope whichever part of the week you're at right now, please focus. Please remember that not everybody around you is going to be as driven as you. Not everybody's committed to listening to a 20-minute podcast. Not everybody's trying to learn to get better. The current environment you're in right now could be the number one thing that's holding you back. But it doesn't mean you need to change. You just need to be razor focused on where you're headed. That's the most important thing. You need to be razor focused on your journey and your path. And really, if you're paying attention to everybody else, it's because you're not committed and focused and dedicated to your own journey. Guys, wherever you are in the world, whatever part of the week it is, whatever hour of the day it is, realign yourself, get back on focused, understand your career ladder, and I really hope today's podcast has helped. Guys, I'll speak to you soon. Take care.